the blues, baby and me. Two for the blues, blue as can be. Two for the blues, couldn't agree. Indigo hue. Now stop at your weeping and wailing, is making you bluer. Too.
We have some special guests in the studio. I want to welcome Atla D. Champlain and Matt D. Champlain.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and we're here because Atla has a new album out.
Yes, we both do. It's kind of a joint project for us. My debut album, but ours, our first one as a duo.
Matt, one of the finest piano players around. Atla, truly great vocalist. Your album, first of all, what is the album called?
The album's called Pause, which is one of the original compositions on the album and kind of the title track in an interesting way. We co-collaborated on this one. Sometimes, you know, Matt writes the pieces and I write the lyrics, but this one was one we developed together, kind of co-wrote the melody and harmony, and then I added some lyrics at the end, and we really loved it.
Pretty much everything else on there are tunes from the American Songbook. Actually, also a couple of contemporary jazz standards that are all our own arrangements.
Okay. And, well, let's get right to it. Let's listen to one of the tracks. Atla, do you have one you'd like to play?
Spain.
Okay. I like that one. Chicoria original. Definitely has become one of the great jazz standards, a modern jazz standard, I would say. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is Spain.
I can remember the rain in December, the leaves of brown. Nights filled with joy were our yesterdays, and tomorrow will bring you near me. I can pick up a desire, every reverie is on fire, and I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday I can say, get a kick every time they play that Spain again. I can remember the rain in December, the leaves of brown on the ground. Our love was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and sounds were our joy each day, and the nights were the heat of yearning. I can think of a desire, every reverie is on fire, and I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday I can say, get a kick every time I see your gaze at me. I see moments of history, your eyes meet mine, and they dance to the melody. Dreaming.
I love that tune, no matter how many times I listen to it. And that time it was performed by the very talented vocalist, Atla D. Champlain, and her husband, Matt D. Champlain. Both of them are here in the studio. So, yeah, that was great. Well, let's first talk about who's on that album. Who are the players?
On that particular track, it's Adam Cody on bass and Jake Goldbass on drums.
Oh.
And special guest Chris Allen
on
alto saxophone. And the whole CD, it took a few years to get this together, to make it, you know, to complete the project. And we have a few different rhythm sections on there. I think there's another one that has Ben Bellillo on drums and Adam Cody, again, on bass. And then there's a rhythm section that has Matt Dwanzik on bass with Curtis Torian on drums.
Oh.
And then one that we recorded in Michigan with the great Paul Keller on bass and Sean Dobbins on drums. And that's where, in that studio recording in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, John Hendricks joined us for a track, too.
Wow, yeah. So, Atla, I know you studied with John Hendricks. Well, tell me what he meant to you and his influence on you and how he... was he sort of a mentor?
Absolutely. It's kind of tough to put into words exactly what he's done for me. Of course, as a musician, I don't know anyone that sings like John. The rhythmic and melodic bebop stuff that he's able to sing live is truly inspiring. I think when Matt and I went back for our masters, the first night they had a welcome concert for all the students, and they threw the jazz musicians up there because, of course, we don't need to rehearse or anything. They just said, what do you guys want to play? So John called Just Friends, and you know, I think Matt was on piano, and John, we sang The Head Down, and then he took two choruses of, I mean, the most beautiful improvisation I've ever heard live from a vocalist, and then kind of passed the baton to me, and took me about four measures to come in just for the sheer amazement of what he was able to do. And at that time, I believe he was 92 years old. So of course, musically, it doesn't get much better for me than John Hendricks. He's absolutely amazing, but he's also just about the most charismatic man I've ever met in my life. A sweetie pie and generous beyond belief. So as a person, as a human being, just amazing. Just turned 94 this past week.
That's incredible. And still performing?
Absolutely. Still kicking butt, actually.
That is incredible. And, of course, I think you can say he's credited with sort of with inventing a style of singing.
Yeah, certainly popularizing it.
Yeah.
There was a few folks, King Pleasure, who did it technically before him, recorded some vocalese pieces.
Right.
But John kind of solidified what the style would be and certainly popularized it.
Yeah, vocalese. That's what it's called. Yeah. All right. I really dug that track. Let's listen to another one.
Could I recommend 3 o'clock in the morning?
Okay.
Because this is actually a vocalese piece that Atla wrote the lyrics to. This is from Dexter Gordon's solo from the track 3 o'clock in the morning on the album Go, 1962.
Oh, okay. So I provided a little segue to the vocalese.
It was perfect.
Okay, so you wrote the lyrics. Vocalese, writing the lyrics, that's really challenging, I would expect.
It's challenging. I usually say vocalese is making an art out of transcription. It makes it fun, again. Transcription can be really tedious. It can be really difficult. But writing lyrics to it kind of adds a fun element. And the fact that a lot of us spend a lot of time in the practice room transcribing and we don't get to share it because it's kind of frowned upon in some circles.
Really?
But vocalists kind of get the opportunity to write some lyrics to it and share somebody else's solo and kind of bring new life to it. So, and I love Dexter. I've been listening to him. My sister is a tenor saxophone player when she was young. So he was one of the first jazz musicians that I ever heard. So for me to do this on my first album kind of comes full circle for me.
All right. Very interesting. All right. This is 3 o'clock in the morning.
Short so interesting. Seems to be made for us too. You know that's true. I could surely keep right on dancing with you. We dance the whole night from one to know your arms around me. Feel so heavenly that I won't wish for more. Come on, put your arms around me. And whatever will be, will be. There's no good rushing way back home where your pillow's waiting. When we're creating dreams right here upon that dance floor. Or you gotta believe me, baby, tell me. When you lead me, don't your worries all just scatter. The day brought doesn't matter when the band is grooving and your feet are set to move in. So don't feed me a line, please don't decline. Take my invitation, cause the band is romping, we still got time. Take this moment for our own, please, my baby, don't postpone. Make this moment our own. So come on, take your place, don't run on, set the pace, step up, step up. Just let the music guide you. Life's a fleeting song, and we've no time to wish and pretend that maybe we'll sing it wrong. Just have to play along. And as you dance with me, baby, let's dream about a happy life with me. So we may not have all the future planned, but is it this grand to step out together? Dawn to dark from now until forever. Whichever. Baby, look, I'm matching your stride. Aren't you glad you stayed on? And I'll stay right by your side when the music's gone. And I'll remember long as I'm living, I'll think of this one night. Love don't with the daylight. Thank you.
That's Matt DeChamplain showing off those incredible chops on the stride style piano. And that's from Matt's album. Matt has an album out as well, and that's entitled Stride Bop. So do you want to say something about that track?
Sure, yes. That was Fats Waller's composition, A Handful of Keys.
Okay.
Was my arrangement of it. And Stride Bop was an attempt to combine stride and bebop and some contemporary jazz elements. And it's all completely solo piano.
Right, right. So that album's been out at least a year now, right?
I think since 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's available wherever downloads and from all the download sites and everything? Or
I know it's certainly still on CD Baby.
CD Baby.
Yep, and you can also get it through my website.
Okay. And really, CD Baby is the way to purchase albums. I think it benefits the artists the most. So
yes,
if you can, you ought to consider buying those from CD Baby. The separation of hands, left and right hands, that always amazes me in that style of playing. It must take a while to develop that, doesn't it?
I'm still trying to develop it.
It reminds me of, you've heard of in cases of epilepsy and some other diseases where they have to operate and split the brain left and right.
Oh, yes.
When I hear that kind of thing, you didn't undergo that, did you, for the purpose of separation of left and right hands?
No, but it's funny because, I mean, as Art Tatum said, your left hand literally is the rhythm section. So you really, I mean, just to train your left hand to be thinking that way and not go on autopilot, but get it so it's grounded, and then you can think independently in terms of the melodies in the right hand. It has taken a very long time.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
I said, I'm still working on it.
Okay, so we didn't mention your CD release party concert yet, Atlas. So why don't you tell us about that, the date and the venue and all that?
We're so excited. It's going to be October 2nd at the Poly Club, which is in Waterbury. It's actually located in the Palace Theater.
Right.
We do have two seatings available. There's a 7 p.m. show and a 9 p.m. show. They'll be different, so you can come to both if you're so inclined. What's great is there's going to be some free food as well from Smokin' with Chris restaurant, so you can get some tasty barbecue and some live music. And you can get tickets from palacetheaterct.org. They're still on sale. We still have some room left, and we're totally excited. It's going to be Matt and I, and we're going to be joined by Ben Bellillo on drums. Chris Jensen is going to join us, who's also featured on the CD, and Matt Dwanzek.
Great. That's a great group backing you up. Chris Jensen, I really enjoy his playing. I think he's sort of an unsung hero in the Hartford area.
Couldn't agree more.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
So I definitely would encourage everybody to check that out October 2nd at, it's at the Palace Theater. It's a small room within the Palace Theater. I've been there several times myself. It's got great acoustics and a great vibe to it. So definitely check that out. All right, let's play another from your album entitled Pause. You mentioned a ballad we're going to play.
And this one's, it's a nice ballad also because it features Matt and I. Matt and I have been together since I was 15, just doing our best to kind of make duo stuff sound like there's a complete rhythm section there, sound complete just with us. So this was our attempt to really be a full band with just him and I on beautiful old ballad by Billy Strayhorn, Daydream.
All right, here we go. On air.
I find that he is dead. Daydream, daydream, ba 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 ba. Daydream, where bubble boot a bomb do up the ray until I find that he is daydreaming just like me.
Well, that's beautiful. I really like that.
Thank you so much.
Very nice. A very pure, mature-sounding voice.
Thank you. Very nice.
And so, once again, the concert is
October 2nd at the Poly Club.
At the Poly Club, and try to make that indeed. But if you can't, you can often hear Atla playing at Smokin' with Chris.
Yeah, it's a great restaurant. They have music Thursday through Sunday, which is really great, and we're there about once a month.
Usually every third Saturday of the month.
Okay, there you go. And they could probably look that up on the website. Is it posted there? Do you know what the website is?
It's smokinwithchris.com, and there's no G in smokin', just smokin' with Chris.
All right. Great. And the album is entitled Pause, and what's the release date on that?
October 2nd as well.
Okay, that really is the release party.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Well, the last thing we heard, Daydream, who wrote that or who popularized that?
It's a Billy Strayhorn tune. Okay. It's accredited both to Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn.
Okay.
But in Duke's biography, he gives credit to Billy Strayhorn, so I guess I will too.
Okay.
I think that was in honor of this is Billy Strayhorn's centennial this year, so one of the reasons we chose
that tune. Anything else you want to plug while you're here? Any other appearances? Or
we have a good deal of things going on. If you go to www.mattdchamplain.com, in the calendar section, I think everything's pretty up to date, and you can see what we're up to as a duo and with different groups.
Yeah, great. Of course, Matt has a regular gig on Sundays at Max Downtown.
Right.
With Steve Davis and friends and Linda Ransom. It's a super fun time. So
yep.
That's
I've been there many times myself, and it is indeed. Yep. All right. So I'd like to thank you guys for coming on the show. It was very interesting having you here and getting the... were we the first people to hear it?
Yes, you were. This is the debut.
All right. That's great. All right. So Atla DeChamplain, Matt DeChamplain, thanks for coming. And we're gonna finish up with another track. We're going to do the title track from the album. It's called Pause. Do you want to talk about Pause? You want to set it up in any way?
This is a little bit more contemporary than some of the other tracks you'll hear. You know, stuff that's, like I said earlier, from the American Songbook. So this is an original that was kind of inspired by some Brad Meldow stuff I was listening to and some different things that Atla and I were realizing in terms of the busyness of life and how sometimes you have to be able to sit still and pause and find that serenity and peace.
And once again, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Ken, for having us.
Breathe. I know the burden's on your mind. find the piece that's been left out. Discover.